This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Free FM, from Community Waikato. I feel like it's been a few weeks since I was here. I've got Jeremy in the studio with me from Creative Waikato. Welcome.
It's good to be back.
It's actually really great to have you here. We're talking about an exciting project. We've covered this before, but quite a long time ago at the very beginning of the project. And we're going to talk a bit today about where we've got to and what's coming up next, right?
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Yeah. Give us the rundown. Let's start from the beginning.
Cool. So the project's called Ohatanga Ki Te Kāinga, and it's a collaboration between Creative Waikato and Community Waikato that's been supported by the Well Energy Trust. And it's a project that sees us working alongside four community houses, two in Fairfield and two in Hamilton South, and pairing them with four artists who have been working with them over the last 6 months to bring creativity, make it accessible in communities, to run weekly art classes, to have sort of monthly whānau days as a space to kind of bring communities together and connect through creative activity and shared kai. And then throughout the process, we've built towards these kind of celebration events every 3 months. So in April, we had one at Clarence Street Theatre, and that was a showcase that brought all four communities from all four community houses together to showcase their performing arts, their singing, dancing, waiata, all kinds of different Māori performing arts conduction. It was a really wonderful, vibrant, energetic celebration in the Clarence Street Theatre. And then since then, we've been working towards an exhibition that's upcoming at Te Whare Taonga o Waikato, the museum and gallery that's in here in town on Victoria Street.
That's a lot. it's kind of the show right there. Thank you. Thanks for coming in, Jeremy. No, it has been really fantastic. And, you know, we've seen the participants change and grow over this period of time. It's only been near on sort of 6 months, right? So it's not been a long time. We sort of had some people sort of sign up, and we've seen others kind of observe and then join in, start to participate. We've had a couple of little, redirections along the way, you know, as we've brought in new artists and the likes as well. So that's been...
Yeah, it's an ever-evolving process, and it's this kind of thing that, I mean, like so many collaborations, you kind of go in expecting one thing, and the truth kind of reveals itself over time, and that's true of so many creative projects as well, as that kind of as you kind of work through the process, you work out what needs to be there, and that's was always part of the design, is that we knew we're going into communities, we knew we're going into pair artists with different community houses, all of the four community houses. So we have a Glenview Community Centre, a Te Whare Kōkona, Te Whānau Pūtahi and Te Whare Oteata. All four of them are very different as well in the communities that they serve. So we knew kind of at a high level what we're doing. There's going to be an artist. They're going to be there every week. They're going to be running art programs. But the rest of it had to emerge by the doing.
And I think we'll come back to what's emerged, but I want to really touch on what's coming up, because it's pretty exciting. It's something we really want others to come along to, our whole community, the whole, you know, if you're listening and you're interested in seeing a little bit about this project, can you tell us a little bit about what's happening at the museum?
Yeah, so we've been really fortunate to partner with Te Whare Taonga o Waikato. And we've got a space in one of their galleries, the community gallery, that's going to hold an exhibition of all of the different creative forms that have been explored over the period of this program. And so that exhibition will open on Saturday, the 21st of June. It opens at 10 a.m. And so that's the Matariki weekend. So there's the Matariki holiday on the Friday, the 20th, and then Saturday, the 21st, that morning. At the museum, There's going to be a wonderful celebration that's going to launch the exhibition. It's going to showcase all of the work that the tamariki and rangatahi have been kind of developing over this time. Plus, there's going to be interactive workshops. There's going to be opportunities to participate, to bring your own creativity, to have some kai. It's going to be just a wonderful celebration, and we're really, really fortunate to be partnering with the museum on that.
So tell me a bit about, so there's a few different things happening. Let's start with the screens you've got coming up. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so another local company that's come on board to support this project, ACLX, are supporting us with some big LED screens that are going to contain animated versions of some of the artwork that the participants have been making, and that's all being animated by Luke McConnell, who teaches at the School of Media Arts at WinTech. And so he's been working on a thing that's going to bring the drawings and programs that the tamariki have been working on and have them animating along a river, which will be down in the foyer space. We've got some really multimedia installations that are going to be in the gallery that are going to feature big sort of cardboard painted waka that the kids have been working on with matariki stars. There's going to be taniwha and tuna and all kinds of other expressions. There's going to be poetry, there's video, there's poi, there's
with the little flute?
Yeah, the ukitangi that they've been working on. So the kids will be doing some taonga pōro. They'll be playing as part of the experience as well. It's going to be a very vibrant, creative day.
And the cost to attend?
The cost to attend is free.
Oh, listen to that. It's crazy.
bring yourselves, bring your whānau along. There's going to be so many different things to explore. And of course, just seeing what is on display in the museum itself in Te Whare Taonga, there's some really wonderful exhibitions on, so it's a great chance to check those out as well.
Yeah.
Some history of the region, some local storytelling in all its different forms, even Te Wanaka, the waka is there, so having a chance to kind of experience that up front if you haven't seen that before is a great chance to come along and feel welcome and part of the community on that day.
Oh, I just think it's awesome, mate. And you don't need to have kids to come. If you do, obviously come along, bring them. But if you don't have kids, there's so much to get out of this, eh?
Totally, totally. And I mean, creativity is for everyone, and the workshops will be really accessible and kind of easy to engage with. So yeah, if you're a kid, come along. If you're an adult, come along and take part. Feel free to kind of engage in the activities yourself.
I learned to crochet at our last whānau day. Mm. Not well.
Well, you've got to start somewhere.
Oh, you know, that's right.
That's all part of it.
I also created a poi that was like the size of my head. You know.
Awesome.
Harder to miss.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking. Yeah. So there have been some really just such a breadth of creative opportunities through this project.
Yeah, it's hard to think of an art form that hasn't been kind of included in this project at some point over the process. I mean, one of the really exciting highlights just last weekend was working with a group from across all four communities coming together at the WinTech recording studios to spend a day writing and recording a song together, which was just a bundle of energy over the day as people kind of came into the space unsure of what it was going to be like and a bit shy and a bit tentative, but then quickly kind of we're launching it. We started the process by just writing up words that kind of resonate with people about what the project is and how it's been.
Yeah.
And it's a sort of tentative start. And by the end, there's just words flying everywhere and really amazing things talking about community, about connection, about rangatahi, about mokopuna, about whānau, and just so all of these things that are really resonating.
So the young people involved actually wrote the song rather than it being kind of written and given to them to sing?
Totally. All of the words, all of the melodies, that's all written by that group.
Wow. So they did really well to do that in a day, right?
Yeah. It's certainly sets a high bar to kind of walk into a studio with no song and finish with a recorded song.
Yeah, that actually sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, so next stage of that is?
So next stage of that is we're going to be working with Jack and Miriam from 2113 Creatives to make a music video for that project. So all of the tamariki and rangatahi will be coming together this coming weekend to make a music video. And then that will be premiered as part of the exhibition as well. And then it will be available online after that.
So, I mean, that's pretty amazing, right? Having an opportunity to actually make and be a part of a music video.
Totally.
For a song that you've created and sung yourself.
An original song that you've sung, performed in, working with professional filmmakers to make a music video that's just going to be as vibrant and energetic as the song is and as the day was. And we really hope to capture a glimpse of all of that vibrant creativity that exists in our tamariki and the next generation that's coming through, because this is a space for opportunity, but it's also a space to develop that level of kind of confidence and expression that can be really helpful in navigating uncertain worlds.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. This is a really good example of one of those twists and turns, right? And that this wasn't a plan at the beginning. Oh, you know, at some point we'll take the kids in and we'll write a song and then we'll record it and then we'll make a music video. Like, that was just, you know, a part of the evolution.
Yeah, it kind of came from the performance at Clarence Street and kind of seeing, wow, these kids are like, it's actually really amazing.
Yes, there's some there's some real talent there, right?
Yeah, it was just so captivating and thinking, okay, this is a skill set that we have, and these are some friends we can call on to kind of bring some stuff together, and seeing where the opportunities emerge and knowing the right people in the local community to be able to call on to bring that together, and having them also being willing to.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, you know, tell me a bit about that. Like, you know, the others who are perhaps weren't at the inception of this project who have come along the way.
Yeah, it's really exciting that I think the kaupapa really resonates with people.
Mm.
And so everyone who's come on board the journey in a huge capacity or small capacity has been really supportive of the idea, really supportive of the idea of having creativity accessible in communities, of giving people an opportunity to have that expression and have that that form of storytelling and connection and expression available. And if there's spaces and places and creative energies that people can gift to those things, that's been really exciting. And we've seen that at all the whānau days with the guest artists that come along and bring their own creative practice along and give a little kind of intro into that, and making it in a way that you can dip in and dip out. It's not like you're coming in for a formal class and this is what it is. It's just, here it is, come along and have a go. We'll help you kind of work out how to do it. We'll have a play. We'll see what, we'll solve the problems as they emerge. And maybe that inspires you to take something on in the future, and maybe it doesn't, and you just had a fun little experience on the day. Both of those things are good outcomes.
Yeah, absolutely. In our last whānau day, we had a number of people go away with their own yarn and crochet hooks because they wanted to continue the activity, and I do think that was really, like, they were excited.
And that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that those are the things that, oh, yeah, I could do this. I could do this at home. I could sit on the couch. I could do this.
Awesome. And I think what's been so beautiful about the project is the number of caregivers who are wanting to participate as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how that whole thing is, we're young, you know, well, not you because you've stayed in your creative zone, but for many of us it's something we do as children and then we separate from,
totally.
You know, as life kind of happens to us. And it's really interesting watching people reconnect with something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it feels very primal.
Yeah, and it's so joyous. You can just see it on the face.
Yeah.
Like, and people of all ages, but yeah, coming in and just being like, oh, I can just sit and do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's okay. And like, it's prioritized and it's supported and it's not seen as a something frivolous or whatever the kind of conceptions that you might have about spending time doing creative things are removed in that environment, because the freedom and the permission is there, and it's there for you to play with.
It also is this additional benefit of separating us a little bit from our phones for a moment or two.
Even if just for a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's been a lot of discourse recently around children's interaction with family when family are so highly connected to their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has also been a really wonderful way to kind of reconnect whānau with each other, to be active in each other's company together rather than in each other's company but doing, you know what I mean? Like actually distracted with something else.
Totally. And it can be through a shared creative experience like crocheting together or one person could be crocheting, one person could be drawing, one person could be singing. And that's also really wonderful as well, the way that those just being in a creative state and being in that state of flow and expression is just such a happy place to be.
Yeah.
That and it can exist. Like, it doesn't actually need that much specialist equipment to be really joyous as well.
Yeah.
It can just, you can make it work with whatever you have around.
And I think this has been the interesting thing about the project is thanks to Well Trust, we've had some really good funding to be able to bring in great resources and to acknowledge the contributions of, you know, the artists who are giving their time as well. And so being great being able to do that stuff. But also the way that they are demonstrating creativity shows that you don't have to spend a lot of money on equipment to be able to do some of these things. Some things do cost money, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and other things, though, I think singing, for example, you know, you don't need a lot of money to open your mouth.
Yeah, totally. And that's the difference. It's like, yeah, anyone can sing. You can sing wherever. Yep, maybe not everyone's going to go into a recording studio and record it, but that's okay. You can still have the same amount of joy in the doing of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about, you know, some of the outcomes you've been seeing in the last 6 months and since this project began?
It's so multifaceted. We've heard really wonderful stories from the community houses talking about the kids feeling way more connected to the community house itself, to that part of the community, feeling that that's a place for them, feeling comfortable. We've seen we've heard stories of kids who hadn't been going to school for a number of weeks actually re-engaging in school because they can see the connection. They have found a connection through this creative program that's kind of inspired them to go back into that. We've seen links for some of the programs in, if you haven't been to school, you can't come to the program. Those great things where the creative activity is such a
motivator
that it helps to kind of change some of those behaviors, but also just people feeling happier, having the confidence to kind of express themselves, people who weren't natural or didn't seem like natural performers really coming out of their shells and doing that. It's so multifaceted and so hard to really pinpoint and express in any kind of accurate level, because even there was a moment in the Clarence Street event where we had Ricky Gooch came through and facilitated a conduction experience, which is a project where he uses hand gestures to indicate certain types of performance techniques that you could apply on instruments or other things. And in this case, it was sort of voices and body percussion. And he quickly taught some of these gestures and had an audience of people performing, and then had the tamariki come up and have a go at performing those gestures themselves and seeing an audience of people respond. And just seeing the faces of the kids on that moment of stepping up onto the stage as a leader, performing these simple gestures and having a few hundred people respond immediately and accurately, that's a transformative experience that is really, really hard to describe.
Yes, but hopefully has been well captured in the video.
Yes, indeed. The fortunate thing about having a documentary filmmaker following around the project means you can kind of get a little bit more of a tangible glimpse at this.
Yeah, I think that is going to be magnificent. Can you tell me a bit about what the purpose of the documentary is?
The purpose of the documentary is very much about storytelling. It's about being able to unpick some of those impacts that are hard to express in other things. So it's part research project, it's part advocacy around why these types of programs are really, really important. It's a part just kind of feel good film to watch because it's joyous to watch those joyous things happen. And we, for a previous project that we ran, Whare Te Tangata, we did a similar thing where we had a documentary filmmaker come along the journey and have that as part of our reporting for the funders, but also as a way to kind of tell the story. And that film, in part, led to the creation of this project. And so it made sense to do a follow-up, to do the next kind of iteration of that journey, and to work with Dan Ingalls, who's been making that film with us. And he just has a real eye for detail and captures so much. And I don't envy him having to work through the edit of the hundreds of hours of footage that
there'll
he's going to have to go
through.
Right?
There'll be a lot. But it is going to be really cool. Will the participants all have access to the documentary when it's done?
Definitely. So while the initial kind of phase of the project will come to an end in July, the documentary will probably take another 4 or 5 months to edit and do all the post-production. So that'll be towards the end of this year, and we'll really try and bring everyone together to have a screening experience, to come along and watch it and see what it's like. And then we'll make sure that it's available for everyone to look at and see their stories and share that with their loved ones.
And that's not the only thing that the young people are going to get at the end of this pilot. Well, what do we call it? Project. I don't know if it's a pilot. I don't believe the money will necessarily be around again. But at the
example.
At the end of this, yes, experience. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, so just to add another wonderful complication to this, as part of the exhibition and sort of storytelling of the project, we've been working with Area Design on a book, an art book, a catalogue of the artworks that includes some stories, some written components, but just a wonderful collection of all of the different artwork that all of the participants have made. So we've been collecting that together in prep for the exhibition, but also to have them all documented. So we worked with Mark Hamilton, who's a local professional photographer, does really wonderful work. And so he's taken photos of all of this artwork, which has been put together in a book. And so at the exhibition, all of the tamariki will also get a copy of this book that is a keepsake that they can have forever, that shows that their work is in there. It's a really, again, it's one of these experiences that professional artists often work towards.
Yes.
And get this thing that's this
kind
record,
of tangible record of, yeah.
And so to be able to include that as part of the project, again, is one of those things that I don't think we're really going to understand what that means.
Yeah, for people.
But it's just wonderful. It's such a joyous book. We've been working through the proofing of it.
It's it's such an exciting project, and that I know that at the end of this, we're going to spend a bit of time on an accountability and trying to express to the very generous funders at Well Trust what we've been able to do as a result of that investment. But I don't think we're going to be able to capture the longitudinal and potentially even intergenerational impact that building confidence and connections can have in somebody's life. And sometimes it's only a moment.
Totally.
You know, it was only a moment and that created a spark, you know, and we'll never know. We'll never know those outcomes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. Like, if as a society, as anyone who's an enabler of these things, whether you're a funder or other, trusting that work happens.
Yes, yeah.
And that it's not necessary to account for all of it, but if the cope-up has been well designed and you know that it's being delivered in a certain way, we have lots of evidence that talks about the value of creative experience, the value of being a connected community, the value of social cohesion, the value of all of these other things, that I'd love to see us get to a point where We just assume that that's the case.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And look, things like these and being able to document it, I think, is such an opportunity to be able to communicate exactly that, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's a call to everyone, I think, to just, if those opportunities arise, to come and be part of the day on the 21st and take part in a creative workshop. If you've always thinking, oh, maybe I'd like to do that, just come along.
Yeah.
Have a go. Because the worst thing that happens is you had a day that you went out and explored the world.
Yeah, and you maybe did something a little bit different.
And the best thing has happened, you find a creative expression that really resonates with you and sets you on a path that brings joy to your life. And it doesn't have to be about becoming a professional artist or it being a side hustle or any other thing. Just it's a fun thing that you can do that you can call on time and time again as a thing that just brings happiness.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing to have.
I think, you know, right from the start, this was around seeding well-being.
Yeah.
Yeah. And certainly from my observation, it looks like we have absolutely been able to achieve what we were trying to from the outset.
I mean, if all we take is, the one thing I can know for sure is how it makes me feel.
Yes.
And just overwhelmed with joy.
Yeah.
And happiness and just wonder at seeing this happen in community.
Yeah.
And it happens multiple times. It happens in the small classes and just like seeing the different forms of expression. It happened in the studio, being there and seeing the song come to life and everyone take ownership of it and work together in a really wonderful collaborative way that was just so supportive.
Across ages and people who didn't necessarily know each other because they came from slightly different places, right? And so, amazing.
You had a mix of from like 5-year-olds to 18-year-olds from all different communities who'd never met one another working together to create something. That alone, let alone everything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So 21st of June, come on down to the museum from 10 o'clock, but it will be going until
3 o'clock.
But we'd love to have people there as a part of the beginning as well.
For
if you could possibly make it, at the opening, please do come along. You don't need anything else, right?
No, just turn up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Don't even need to bring your money.
No.
That's how amazing it is. There'll even be free kai.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything's covered. A wonderful way to spend one of the days of your long weekend as well.
Definitely.
Also a beautiful way to celebrate Matariki. And as Jeremy said, there's so much going on at the museum, including additional Matariki celebration.
Yeah, yeah. And the exhibition includes reference to Matariki and the design of the work that the participants have been making. So it is a marker of that time of year. It's a chance to connect and to celebrate and to rest and rejuvenate and all of those things that Matariki brings, and this day becomes an opportunity for that as well.
Perfect. You have been listening to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.